I guess we can call Carson City Charter Review Committee to order. Do we have a roll call, or are we good to go there?
Chairperson Robertson?
Here.
Vice Chair Motoska?
Here.
Member Fagan?
Here.
Member Giomi?
Here.
Member Vitale?
Here.
Member Welch?
Here.
A quorum's present.
Seeing as we have only Jan in public, right, I guess we have no public comment. So we can move on to item 4A, which is the election of a chair and vice chair. And the last committee I did serve as chair, Mike was vice chair. It does not have to stay that way by any means. Anybody who is interested?
I'd like to nominate Bruce as chair and Mike as vice chair.
Second.
My speech didn't work.
You didn't have to sit there, you know.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? On to 4B, our Nevada open meeting law.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. This is just basically a friendly reminder of the open meeting law. As you know, staff prepares the agendas for you and posts them. There's requirements on posting. Usually it's 3 business days, and there's certain things that need to be in an agenda, but you don't have to worry about that. The chairman, if you have any questions, you can always call our office at the DA's office. And this also goes for any of the members with regard to the ethics and government law, as well as the open meeting law. You have a quorum when you have the majority of your members present. So you've got, 6, right?
We'll have one more.
You'll have one more. Okay, so that makes 7. So whenever you have 4 members present anywhere, you have a quorum. So even if you're at an event or a party, if you have a quorum, anytime you start discussing anything that you have power or any purview, then you would be in possible violation of the open meeting law. So it's important for you to keep that in mind whenever you see your fellow board members and committee members, and you start talking about anything that's within your purview. Anything that you do have power over, you need to do it under an open meeting, which needs to be agendized. And there's other things that, for example, having copies of your materials need to be uploaded online, which staff does at the same time that you receive them. If somebody requests copies of any of the materials or the agenda, Janet is usually responsible for that, and her name usually appears on the agenda, which there has to be a name that needs to be on the agenda listed for people to call. Other than that, just a basic reminder that to avoid any kind of a quorum, and that goes also for emails or conference calls. We usually, when we send emails to you, we send them to the chairman, and then we blind copy everyone. That's the normal routine with all public bodies. So that way, if one person replies to all, you don't get caught up in the deliberation, then you're possible by violation of the open meeting law. So just remember, if you want to, contact one of your fellow committee members, that's okay. If 2 of you wanted to discuss something, the safe thing to do is not to discuss it with your fellow committee members, because what might happen is what they consider serial communication, and serial communication basically is a violation of the open meeting law. So what would happen is maybe the chairman wants to talk to another committee member about something that's on the agenda. He calls, Member Welch and talks about this agenda item. Then Member Welch calls Member Fagan and says, hey, I talked to the chairman, and we were discussing this, and so I'm thinking that I'm going to vote this way. Member Fegan then calls, Vice Chairman Matuska and says, hey, I've been talking to some of the board member or the committee members, and this is how I'm going to vote. So now you've got a serial communication because you've involved a quorum of the committee, and now there's four board members that know approximately how some of the other board members are going to vote. So you do get into that possible quorum through serial communication. So it's really important for you to keep that in mind.
I just want to clarify that it's not just talking about how you're going to vote, but talking about an agenda item at all.
At all, correct.
It could be serial communication.
Anything that you have control over, okay. Anything that you have authority over, control over, could be serial communication. It could be in violation of the open meeting law.
Excuse me, did you say the magic number was four people?
So it's a majority of the members. Now, say you have a vacancy. If you have a vacancy, then it lowers that quorum. Or if you know that somebody's going to abstain from an item because they have a conflict of interest or they're going to be absent from that meeting, then it lowers the quorum. And so that's why you always have to be conscientious. And it's better to just avoid talking about those issues that you have authority or control over whenever you have members of your committee present. And it's hard. It's really hard to not communicate about something that you all have something in common with, that you're serving on a committee with. But just to keep that in mind, that there are these open meeting law rules, and we take them very seriously because, you know, we want to be open and we want to be transparent. And people could file complaints, and those complaints go to the attorney general, and they investigate, and it's never any fun. So any questions that I can answer for you? No? Okay. And I think you've got some materials in your packet also. It's good to review those, and if you have any questions, just let me know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we can now move on to 4C, which Nancy is going to speak to us about our timeline.
Nancy Paulson, Deputy City Manager. We're planning on taking public input for suggested changes. Those will be solicited between March 5th and April 6th. There will be a notice published twice in the Nevada Appeal, and suggestions can also be made online at the city's website. And then we'll also put it, request public input. It'll also be publicized through other social media like our Facebook page and Twitter. Committee members may also submit suggested changes, or you may have a suggestion that's given, that's sent straight to you from the public. And we just ask when either you have a suggestion or you receive one from the public, just to forward those to the chair and probably me. Yeah, so that we can accumulate all of the suggested changes. So we'll accumulate all those for review by the committee, and we'll do that at the next scheduled meeting. And we can either do that at the end of April or the beginning of May. We just need a little bit of time after April 6th to get all the comments together. And then we're planning on the committee will present the proposed amendments to the board at a meeting in July. And if anything is going to go forward to the legislature, that just needs to be done by August. And I think that's all. And also, if you wanted to review the bylaws for the Charter Review Committee, we could discuss any of those changes at the next meeting also.
Does everybody on the committee have a copy of those bylaws?
I think it's in the packet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And that's all I have.
So we should set our next meeting date then. And you have the availability of the...
Yes. And, so
Nancy, is it at that meeting that we set the rest of our meetings, or do we look at doing that today?
I think you could do it to, they usually do it today. It seemed like the last time when I watched you did it on the first day.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and do that. Actually, the beginning, looks like there's more availability like the first week of May. May 1st and 2nd is completely open. May 4th. If you wanted to do it at 3, well, actually, on the 1st, 2nd, or the 4th, you could do it at any time.
Are we looking at one meeting date? No, I think we want to. We typically meet, what, 5 times total? It could be more, but.
Yeah, I think last time you ended up canceling the last 2. So.
Right.
I think there may have just been 1 or 2 more meetings after this one.
I think we just met once last year. I only have notes of once, but that's I'm remembering now. I think we scheduled more to try to make it more available for members of the public that wanted to attend. And when there was no more comment, I think we probably canceled the other scheduled meetings.
Yep.
So we scheduled 2 or 3, and only held 1.
That's right.
Is the meeting in July held on a board meeting day?
Yes.
So really, we're not talking about that meeting. We're talking about just 2 Charter Review Committee meetings and then a meeting in July with the Board of Supervisors. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it could be more. And I think last time there was more, but then they ended up canceling the last 2. So I think you had planned on 3 maybe after this initial meeting, and then you just end up doing 1.
Is it the one with the board just when I read?
So for our next meeting, does Nancy, you said May 2nd, May 3rd?
Yeah, those days.
Not the 3rd of the board day.
Tuesday.
No, you can't do it.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday. The 1st and the 2nd, and also Friday the 4th are completely open all day for this room.
Anybody have a preference?
The 2nd or 4th. Just I'm traveling all of April. I won't be back until the 29th.
So May 2 or May 4?
From India.
May 1, 2, or 4?
May 2 is fine for me.
That means it gives me a date.
Does that work for you, dude?
Try it.
It's all about duty, so.
Okay. Judy, I was watching the meeting the last time, and you were gone for a month then, too.
I know.
So I want to hang out with Judy.
So May 2nd, and it would be at 3 o'clock? I think we had some comment last year, too, that maybe moving some of our meeting times around so that people that want to be here that have to work till 5 or whatever could make it.
So do you want to make that the evening, that May 2nd one?
We could.
What day is that?
That's a
Wednesday.
How does that work for all your schedules?
Last year we initially said April 13th at 10, May 4th at 10, and June 14th at 5:30, or May 26th at June 14th. Well, anyway, that's 3, I think. And we did try to set one after work hours, which is probably a good idea.
We could do it at 5 on.
I have a conflict on the 2nd and the 3rd. I have a continuing education class that I have to go to, or I'll be out of work.
So if we did the evening,
that would work.
So 5:30?
Yes.
And should we set just two more meetings so we've got some kind of schedule?
Might as well.
What, is May 16th or the 23rd available?
Then May 16th, if we did it at 3, it would be available. There's Airport Authority at 6 p.m. 23rd is completely open.
Preference?
16th. Another day other than Wednesday? Thursday? Oh, no, Thursday's one.
What time are we talking?
On the 16th, it would be 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Does that work for everybody? Mm-hmm. All right. And then a meeting in June, like the 5th or 6th. Oh, I won't be here then.
I won't be here
either. 12th, 13th of June?
I'm out that week.
19th, 20th?
I could do either of those.
Everybody else?
I'm good for the 19th.
The 20th is the airport at 6 o'clock, same time. So did you, you said June 20th?
Sorry.
19th. 19th
or
20th? Either one.
You've been doing them all on Wednesdays. I don't know if that matters. You wanted to do the 19th.
Yeah, let's try the 19th.
So you thought the 19th was open?
Correct. All the others have been on Wednesday. I was just suggesting that.
Okay. I think that's for the canvas of the vote, but that was only in an hour.
Oh.
9 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's available on the 19th, Nancy?
I think that's open all day.
Do we want to do a morning meeting, 10 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Special board meeting. Special
oh,
board
sorry. Board. Hold on. There's a special board meeting to canvass the vote, so they have that from 9 to 10, and they'd have to have some time to switch over. So
3 o'clock?
Or you could do 11 or 1 or 3.
11?
Let's do 11 just to change it up.
Yeah.
June 19th at 11.
All right, so we have three meeting dates set. And if we don't have anything else for the committee, we could adjourn. Anybody have any other items?
Just a question for Nancy, if you have any comments or any indication of what might be coming up for charter review.
Yeah, actually, I talked to the city manager today, and he didn't have anything that was coming up, so nothing on our end.
It might be quiet then. And we can only vote on things that are on the agenda. So if we don't have any comments on the agenda for these other two meetings, what someone could, in theory, could still come to the main meeting and say, I want you to put something on the agenda. But beyond that, if we don't have anything on the agenda, what would we do with those meetings?
Cancel them.
Just cancel them.
if you have an agenda, as long as you have an agenda posted, you have to have public comment. And so if you have no items, you can still have an agenda item that's just public comment. I don't know if that answers your question, but it's my understanding that these meetings that you're having are for public comment, for the public to come to you with ideas to put on your agenda for changing the or amending the charter, and then from there you would put it on the next agenda to talk
right.
about.
But if someone brought that to us on June 19th, that might be too late to get it on a agenda for another meeting to...
Well, we just have to have everything done by August, and you'd have to go to the board either July 5th or July
19th. And how do we wind up canceling two meetings last session?
I think you must have taken care of everything on that first meeting, and it was after the period of time that you had published that you're going to accept comments. And
because I don't think there was any, there was no comments, and there were no member requested items, and so... There was really nothing to send over to the board, to send over to the legislature.
So does that April 6th date, does that close the comment period even for public comment at our meeting or for a new matter at our meeting?
No, they can still make public comment at the meetings.
But can they request a new amendment?
I think so, yes.
At the June meeting?
Mm-hmm.
But then they would have to have another meeting to consider that item.
Right.
So if there was public comment on your last meeting that you've scheduled,
right.
and you all thought it was something that you know you want to consider, then you would have you would agendize it for another meeting. You would actually make up another meeting date to consider that. So long as it's before this August meeting or August July. Deadline.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably because of the legislature LCD's deadlines that you have to. Have it go before the board for consideration, and the board decide whether or not they want to send it to the legislature.
So wouldn't it make sense at the May 16th meeting that if we, to your point, if we had no public input on that May 16th meeting, then we at that meeting could cancel the June 19th meeting because there's no point in doing it again, right? I
yes.
mean that's
yeah, that's what happened last
okay.
time.
And if the public doesn't know that we're having these meetings on the 2nd of May and the 16th of May, if it isn't advertised,
right.
they're only going to know to come in with something if they happen to be getting noticed on all city meetings. Otherwise, they won't know because your advertisement that you put, the public notice you put, is not going to have these days on it, is it? It's going to have the period, the comment period closing April 6th.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
So the day of May 2nd and May 16th are not going to be published.
Right, not until 3 days before
right.
the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, if
would it make sense to publish, sorry, to belabor the point, would it make sense to publish them in the notice that were scheduled? Don't publish a June 19th meeting, but publish the May 2nd and the May 16th meeting? Is there some advantage to doing that so that people know they can still come in and make comment beyond the April 6th deadline? If not, why do we even schedule three meetings? I guess that's my question. I mean, if the comment period closes April 6th, then the May 2nd meeting makes perfect sense because you have to consider all the items, right?
Right. The reason we schedule these other meetings too, Stacy, is so that we get on the agenda and we're not scrambling
okay.
to get this room.
Right, in case we need it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and you may defer items, you know, till the next meeting if you can't come to a decision.
Everybody good?
So right now we've got three more meetings scheduled, May 2nd, May 16th, and June 19th. Is that correct?
All right. If we have no other business, we are adjourned.